With Matt Jones, the recently appointed first team coach for Real FC, Matt, I understand your previous background, being with Wrexham Football Club and being involved in the academy at Wrexham over the last 6 years. What skills and knowledge from Wrexham are you going to be able to bring towards Real FC?
So obviously the work that I've been doing with Wrexham has involved developing young players across a range of age groups, from under 12s up to under 18s, working with players on an individual basis and within a team, working on developing players to become professional players and working on team shapes and individuals. And what I'm hoping that I can bring to the Real Football Club is that we're looking to put together a young, hungry team that are willing to compete and able to get Real back to where they belong. And I'm hoping that I can come and use my experience and my expertise in developing players and making players better to be able to bring that to the football club. Like I say, to implement a playing style that's gonna win games and please the fans, and to get those turnstiles ticking once again.
In terms of some of the experiences of Wrexham, I think Wrexham is known by a lot of people as a club that's got a successful youth policy over the years, and I'm sure people have heard the signing of Caden Jackson to Barnsley recently in League One from the Conference. In terms of some of the style of play that Wrexham have used and some of the habits, what are the things that you'd probably bring forward and ideas?
We're very big at Wrexham on developing technical players, players that are able to manipulate and play football in the right way, in a way that is pleasing to the eye, but in a way that is also brings about success. There's no point having wonderful players who play wonderful football if there's no actual success at the end of it. So we at Wrexham, we're very keen to match the two together. And that's what we look for in the type of players we have at Wrexham, is good football players who are able to demonstrate excellent technical skills on the pitch and also have a tactical understanding as well. And what Wrexham has been very good at in the past, like you say, is bringing players through, those kind of players, and then giving them a chance in the first team. And for Real now, it's very important that we start giving local players who are at a very good standard the chance to go and show what they've got in the Welsh Prem. And that's what I'm hoping to come in and support Laurie and Niall with.
In terms of your experience, I'm guessing over the last 5-6 years you've seen a lot of football in North Wales. Have you got a good idea of kind of the skill length, skills, some of the skills that are available from players in North Wales, and ideas of potential players who may strengthen the squad?
Yeah, I've worked in the past at Welsh Alliance level and with other Cymru Alliance teams as well. So, and I keep a close eye on what's going on locally in the Welsh Prem and in the Cymru Alliance. So I've got a good idea of what there is coming through. And what there is already out there, and I think it's a case of spotting those players that have got the potential. Somebody like Rob Hughes, for example, who's played locally and has been able to make the step up, there's more players like that out there. So it's our job now to go and find these players and then work with them 2-3 times a week to improve them and fit them into a team that will bring success back to this football club.
Okay, Laurie's talked about the overall fitness level. What were your ideas in terms of what you're looking for in terms of fitness level from players and making sure players can contribute to the full match?
It's absolutely key. In order to be able to implement what we're trying to do, the tactics and the technical player, they have to be able to match up physically to what's going on in the rest of the league. It is a physical league. It's a league with players that are physically... We've got CNS who are a full-time side. So we need to give ourselves the best chance and the best advantage by making sure our players are as fit as possible, because that is something we can control. So it's going to be key to us to get these players in 2-3 times a week. We've got a fantastic pre-season friendly programme lined up, which is going to give us a great idea of where the players are and what work needs to be done as pre-season progresses.
And in terms of the style of play, Niall's mentioned more of a passing game, more of a cohesive game looking forward for next season. Are they the type of things you're going to try and bring through in the coaching?
Yeah, I'm big on entertainment. I think football is a game of entertainment. We should be entertaining the fans, and I would rather go into a game with the mentality of we should be winning this game in the right way than holding out for a point and that sort of thing. And that's what I want to see. I want to be able to put a team out there that's fearless and that want to go and play football in the right way and that want to win games of football. And that's, I think, me now and Laurie all on the same lines in terms of that. And that's what we're hoping to implement.
So hopefully the message for supporters, we're going to see a better standard and a better games of football at the Corbett Sports Stadium next season.
That's what we're hoping to do. We want to bring that entertainment back, and we want to get the fans back through the door. Last season, there was over 1,000 fans here for the Bangor game, and we want to be seeing that week in, week out. And if we're providing entertaining football, I think that will happen. So that is a key part of what we're going to try and do.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
No problem.